With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Teamsters Union is declining to endorse anyone for president.
For the first time since 1996, the Teamsters Labor Union will not formally support a presidential candidate. The group said neither former President Trump nor Vice President Harris had sufficient support from its 1.3 million members. The non-endorsement is a setback for Harris, who just met with the Teamsters on Monday. According to the union, internal polling of Teamsters members showed Trump with an advantage over Harris. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Trump had over 50%. Harris had 31%. House Speaker Mike Johnson failed in his attempt to get a temporary budget linked with a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Democrats overwhelmingly opposed the measure, 220 to 202. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump says China will dominate the electric vehicle market. He spoke in Flint at a town hall for auto workers, moderated by Arkansas Governor and former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. He said China has the materials needed to have the EV advantage, and he questioned why American manufacturers are even bothering to make the vehicles. More electronic devices explode in Lebanon, Israel not taking credit. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman reports Israel appears to be turning its focus toward the northern front.
Hezbollah needs to figure out how it was infiltrated, and then it will decide whether it's going to respond with force to Israel. That would be a risky move, given all of the recent Israeli threats. In the meantime, Israel has begun moving more troops to its northern border with Lebanon. Officials are saying that the 98th Division, this is a division that has been busy in recent months fighting in Gaza, is now being moved up to the northern border with armored forces, with infantry and commando units.
This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders are praying for former President Trump.
After two assassination attempts, the former president is the object of renewed petitions for safety. Franklin Graham says, quote, "This is a strong reminder that we need to pray for this man." Pastor Greg Laurie of Harvest Fellowship says he was relieved to hear that Mr. Trump was unharmed, adding, quote, "We need a return to civility in our public discourse. Most importantly, America needs to turn back to God." Other leaders called for greater protection for the former president. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nevada's decided not to appeal a judge's ruling from earlier this year that ordered the state to use its Medicaid money to pay for abortions for poor women. Until now, it's only paid to end pregnancies resulting from rape or incest or that were necessary to save the life of the mother. Meanwhile, voters in Nevada are set to consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution on Election Day in November. This is SRN News. House Republicans are denouncing violent rhetoric from Democrats and celebrities that they say results in assassination attempts and threats. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more details on the story.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise joined Speaker Mike Johnson, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, Congresswoman Jen Kiggins of Virginia, and Congressman Zach Nunn of Iowa to discuss the impact of what he calls, quote, dangerous rhetoric from the left that has led to now multiple attempts on President Trump's life. Leader Scalise pointed to specific quotes of Democrat leaders, quote, whose words have been used by unhinged people as calls to engage in political violence. Leader Scalise also highlighted legislation on the House floor this week that would provide the same amount of Secret Service for Donald Trump and Kamala Harris that it would have a sitting president. He also highlighted bills that will combat violence against women by illegal aliens, strengthen the Secret Service, and protect American workers from woke policy. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com.